This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
St. Patrick's Day, or post St. Patrick's Day, because you know St. Patrick's Day traditionally in Ireland carries through at least, and the band played on carries through at least for a couple of days and through a weekend. Yeah, and this is when everybody's Irish, right? Yeah, seriously, in Ireland, it's a celebration that goes on for 4 or 5 days, heck, even a month in some cases. So, Kate Delaney, as always, the skipper of this little ship called ATN, and I noticed when I was out and about, not too many people wearing the green, people forgetting about St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully you did not, because you would have been pinched so many times. Donald Trump is in the crosshairs of many conservatives. We know that. We've been talking about that. We've had guests on to discuss Trump and where he's headed and how that gets under the skin of the so-called establishment and what that establishment is. Donald Trump saying that there would be a riot if he's not the nominee, and he fears for the safety of people if that were the case. The violence that supposedly has broken up at the violence that has broken out at some of his events, too, has really led to mega conversation. Right now, we go to Justin Duckham, who joins us live from D.C., Talk Media News. Justin, this stuff with Donald Trump is getting pretty serious, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, he's certainly come under a lot of fire for his suggestion that there will be riots if he is not named as the official nominee. And that's something that is being interpreted, probably rightfully so, as a pretty veiled threat, to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding. So while that's happening, we see the Supreme Court nominee and a lot of objection to Obama's choice, although really on paper, certainly the choice was somebody who would be considered in many circles to be moderate. I can only imagine that there's still been a lot of conversation in Washington about this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is somebody who a lot of Republicans had essentially suggested would be a pretty good pick for Obama. We had Senator Hatch quite some time ago saying that this was exactly the kind of nominee that he was hoping that Obama would appoint. And lo and behold, Obama kind of called his bluff and named him. So we had him, Merrick Garland, going to Capitol Hill today and meeting with a pretty friendly audience. He sat down with both Senator Patrick Leahy as well as Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid and making his case there. The Senate is going to be going away for a recess starting tomorrow, and then he's going to make a second trip to the Hill where he's probably going to have a less receptive audience. He's going to be meeting with Senator Chuck Grassley, who is the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, as well as a number of other Republicans who have signaled that they are willing to sit down with him. One prominent name, though, that's going to be missing from that list is Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader. He said that he has spoken with Merrick Garland over the phone, and that he told him that he doesn't really see the point of meeting with him, since that this would just be kind of a preliminary meeting, one that would suggest that a hearing would take place, and essentially saying that there's not really going to be much of a reason to actually sit down and tell him his reasoning to his face. So, you know, yesterday on the Senate floor, he came out and said, in a future administration, this very well could be the nominee. This very well could be somebody who could go through the confirmation process, but it's essentially a non-starter this time around.
Non-starter. How about the story about the White House getting ready to help the ICC genocide investigation in Syria and Iraq? That's actually pretty good. And for people who don't know, that's the International Criminal Court looking into the alleged genocide that's been carried out by ISIS in both Syria and Iraq. And certainly we've heard the rhetoric, we've seen the pictures, etc. That's a pretty big move, isn't it?
It certainly is. And frankly, this is one of those rare bipartisan moments in Washington that's becoming less and less likely. We have the Senate and the House essentially both coming out and ruling that, yes, what ISIS is doing should be counted as genocide. And there was a deadline that the State Department had to meet that a lot of people did not think that the State Department was going to make. But then, of course, this morning we had the sort of surprise announcement from John Kerry that they were going to recognize what's being carried out by ISIS as a genocide, the attacks that they're taking against the Yazidis and whatnot. And that's going to be moving forward. That's pretty interesting. What the administration has said is that essentially the designation of this as a genocide is not really going to require more legal action or more military action on behalf of the administration. They're confident that what they're doing is already within sort of the legal demands of categorizing it as a genocide, and they're going to be moving forward with that. But nevertheless, this is sort of an olive branch, if you will, to a lot of members of Congress who have been pretty adamant about this issue.
Yeah, and then we've got this story about the House, the Republican-led House, backing the legal challenge to the Prez on immigration. They voted to do that, and that's about this election year fight over the executive actions authorities, and the 11 million immigrants living in the U.S. that's been batted around for a while now. So what does that mean? This is a lawsuit from 26 states that was led by Texas.
Exactly. This is an amicus brief that's being filed on behalf of the House at large. This is actually a pretty rare step for the House to take. I don't think there's much historical precedent for the House filing an amicus brief against one of the other, branches of the government. But this situation certainly stands apart from that. This is largely centered on the executive actions that Obama has announced for immigration, primarily deferred deportation for a good number of immigrants. These are people who are, parents of people who are here legally, but may not be documented themselves, as well as the children of people who, came over here illegally and then, were essentially brought over here as minors through no fault of their own. So this is being pushed back heavily by a good number of congressional Democrats. Today we had a conference call with the head of the Hispanic caucus, as well as the head of the Democratic caucus at large, essentially saying that this is not the actual voice of the House at large. This is the voice of the, bare minority. This is a very party line vote, and saying that it should not be taken at face value. Meanwhile, we've actually had a similar amicus brief filed on behalf of the House Democrats, essentially saying that they support the executive actions that the president has moved forward with.
All right. Excellent. I just have one question for you. Did you wear green today?
I did. I wore a, very kind of gross lime green shirt and kind of rocked that throughout the day and ended up going on a television network wearing that, trying to talk about serious things, but not being able to get my mind off the fact that I looked kind of like a big overripe lime.
All right. But at least you didn't get pinched. I love it. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. I was, like I said, I was surprised. I started off rambling into the St. Patrick's Day, celebrating it for days on end, because that's what happens. And I actually got an email from somebody who asked me, what's the big deal about St. Patrick? St. Patrick goes way back into history. 5th century, in fact. The Apostle of Ireland, that was really what he was called. And, the stories about St. Patrick and what St. Patrick did for the Irish are legendary. And that's why he was called the Apostle of Ireland. One thing that he did was he made sure they preserved, they being the Irish, so much of the history of the world up to that point, because nobody was copying it off, right? So nobody was copying down what was already written, and that's absolutely huge. There are conflicting reports of his writings and some others, but he absolutely was a big savior to the Irish people. Stay with us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Madness at its best. Did you fill out a bracket? Do you know that the number of people who fill out brackets, it's just pure insanity, the amount of people that we're talking about. I looked it up today to make sure that I was right on this, but the odds of a perfect bracket, which I'm sure is shattered in all of your worlds if you are playing this, is it's less than 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Yes. Jeff Bergen, a math professor at DePaul, calculated some of the probabilities, meaning, to give you an idea to compare it to, what does that mean? It would be like Steph Curry, who is the star point guard for the Golden State Warriors, to hit 414 free throws in a row. It would be him doing that easier than picking a perfect bracket. It would be easier to win the Mega Millions lottery two times in a row, buying one ticket both times, than it would be to get a perfect bracket. That's crazy. It would be your favorite football team winning the next 13 Super Bowls. So that pretty much sums up things that are more likely to happen than picking a perfect bracket. So if you haven't checked your brackets, we'll take a break from the politics for a second and give you the skinny on who did what. Right now in action, Gonzaga is beating Seton Hall 46-33. That's pretty big, I would say. Seton Hall is a good team. The Zags are good, too. Kansas, they won their easy over Austin Peay easily, 105-79. North Carolina, who I have winning it all, beat Florida Gulf Coast. Virginia over Hampton, 81-51. Easy peasy, right? Are you a fan listening to us in the great state of Florida? Of Miami knocking off Buffalo in a tight one at the end, 79-72. Kentucky, 85. Stony Brook, 57. How about this? Here's an upset for you. Arkansas Little Rock, a little school, number 12, you know, seeded 12th, beating 5th-seeded Purdue, 85-83 out of the Midwest region. That's huge, and it was a photo finish. Utah beats Fresno State, 80-69. Indiana, who I think is just a loaded team, could possibly win it all. 99-74 win over Chattanooga. Wichita State beats Arizona 65-55. Duke put the hurt on UNC Wilmington, sort of, because UNC Wilmington was leading at the half. 93-85. They actually did a great job. I have to give them credit. And Yale, this is a big one. Yale, a 12th seed, beats 5th seed Baylor 79-75, while Iowa State beats Iona 94-81. Butler over Texas Tech 71-61. UConn knocked off Colorado 74-67, and in a very wild finish, Providence beat Southern Cal 70-69 on a very late layup by Rodney Bullock with 1.5 seconds left. Sweet. Sweet. So Austin Peay out of the tournament if you were picking them to possibly upset Kansas. But there's a couple of sweet little wins in there. And that's it for your brackets this time around. And of course, there's much more the next 3 weeks. And I'll make sure that I throw those in for you. Because I actually got a bunch of emails from people who aren't even big sports fans. But they filled out a bracket and they wanted to make sure that they knew what was happening and who won and whether or not they're moving on in their brackets. The key thing is you get points as you move along. So really that's what you're looking for. You're looking to capture the points. See, I always say it comes back to numbers, right? It comes back to numbers. It's so much of what we do. Pardon me for a second. I'm going to take a Marco Rubio break, which means I'm going to just take a little tiny sip of water there. So the Democrats are pushing to force hearings on the Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland. We just talked about that just for a second there with our pal out of Washington, Justin Duckham. But it's really improbable odds that, you know, with this Republican opposition, that Garland's even go through the ringer with it. It just seems so unlikely. There's no give here. So in this election season of the people's discontent, this is an issue that's on the shelf. It's on the shelf. No question about it. Because if the Republicans are blocking it, why bother? If they're saying forget about it, I just don't see the you can play it out as much as possible and it'll be a lengthy playout perhaps. But it's not going to change the result of actually having any kind of hearings. That's what we call being stuck on a carousel that never stops. The horse goes up and down, you just can't get your leg around it, you can't get off the darn thing, and there's no way you can even grab the brass ring. So you are just captive. You are going round and round and round and round, and that's it. Period. And there's no place, you know, there's no place to really, really go. An interesting sidebar, if you will, if you allow me to go there, is something that I happened to read in the Washington Post the other day. And it's about Alzheimer's. I've gotten emails from many of you as well about caring for parents with Alzheimer's. I had a fabulous great aunt who had Alzheimer's, Aunt Dorothy, and it was when we would see her, because I hadn't seen her in so long, sometimes I really got the feeling that she, you know, that she remembered me. And then there was just other times where I'd know she definitely was thinking I was my mother or it was somebody else. And I know some of you have definitely dealt with that. And, of course, many of us fear that we're just starting to lose memories, we're getting older, our brain is clogged, little things are slipping. You know, people used to joke about that, oh, you're having that memory loss. But now it's a question of so much Alzheimer's. And there's an MIT researcher, a group of them, that actually are finding evidence that Alzheimer's lost memories might one day be recoverable. They just assume that the disease makes memories disappear forever. But the question becomes, what if they weren't actually gone, just inaccessible? How great would that, how great would that be if that were the case? If there was a way to sort of store those memories and then they could come back, because that's the frustrating part. It's like watching Glenn Campbell, we're seeing now, I had the pleasure of talking to his wife about what it was like, maybe it was a year ago, in dealing with Glenn, where she was trying to care for him, and eventually they had to put him in a home very close to where they live because he was slipping more and more and had no idea who she was and the family, and they recorded and documented everything they could while he was still able to remember things. But it's been a very hard road for them, and he's in those final stages, which are extremely, extremely tough. But if there is a way that these memories might be recoverable, and you know, they talk about what can you do to work on your memory, and there's all kinds of crossword puzzles, they say, to do those and to do Sudoku and whatever you can do to keep that live wire. But I think a lot of this has to do with genetics, and suddenly perhaps what's happening even with what we're eating. We're seeing that different diseases now are becoming much more prevalent. But the fact that they're researching the way that there's a key to unlock this and to maybe recover that would be tremendous for the people who are stuck in that prison, a prison that's got to be really tough, not just for the people around them, but the frustration for the people who have it, as I saw with my aunt, where who knew? You know, sometimes she definitely knew who we were. Sometimes she definitely didn't, just that we were there for her. And she could play dominoes with us, and it was great. She'd have a good day. And then it would be kind of shaky because she was unsure. And there were places to go where other people had Alzheimer's. And that was the great thing, that there was a group that had the same, that were dealing with the same thing. So they were together, and they had activities, and it was, I think, a positive experience from that perspective. But anything we can do research-wise to unlock that part of the brain, I say thumbs up to those MIT researchers. Coming up on the flip side, many of you had a lot to say email-wise. We're going to check the mailbag. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Immigration and the big block for the president's executive order and the lawsuit moving forward. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That means it is mail time. Yes, got tons of mail, so let's jump to that right away here, including this one from Nan, who says, Kate, I busted my brackets. Boy, did I not pick the right teams. I think I was looking for too many upsets. I actually had Florida Gulf Coast knocked off by North Carolina. I also had Stony Brook beating Kentucky. And I did have one that worked, Arkansas, Little Rock, knocking off Purdue. That was a miracle. See, here's the thing. People get sucked into the idea that you have to have all, you know, don't think you have to have all upsets. No, 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 my friends. There are some things that are definitely written in stone that, yes, there may be an upset or two, but don't look for the entire tournament to be an upset. You know, in fact, I had Iona beating Iowa State, and Iowa State showed them who's boss, even though I think I was just so sold on this guard that they have at Iona, AJ English, but discounting what Iowa State was capable of doing, and they absolutely schooled them when they had to. Right away, in the first half they did, and in the second half they had enough points. That's when Iona started to come back, but there was such a disparity in the first half, it was tough for them to make up the lack of points. So I hear you, Nan, but don't just pick up all upsets. Don't go down that path. This from Keith. Kate, ridiculous that the president would even try to nominate a Supreme Court justice, although I suppose you would have egg on your face if you're the leader of the free world, there's a vacancy, and you don't do something. I believe he's trying to maneuver. That's why the so-called moderate choice, he's somebody that a lot of people actually like on the Hill, but he's also somebody that can't get through because there's no way the Republicans are going to approve any kind of nominee. Well, I'm not going to argue with that. And also to that thinking, of course you would, if I'm the president, and I, even though I'm, everybody could be lining up against me and saying on the other side that they're not even going to have a hearing or whatever. But yeah, of course he was going to nominate somebody. It's just the hysteria over it and whether or not there would even be a possible that Merrick Garland would get some kind of a hearing. That's not going to happen. He's not going to get that. This one is from Theodore, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what. I think Donald Trump now is crossing the line with this. People are going to riot and freak out, and it's going to be the worst thing ever if I'm not nominated as the Republican nominee for president. I think that's not, on his part, I don't think that's very good. I'm not really anti-Trump. I'm just saying I think he shouldn't be stirring the pot. He's tempting fate in a way, don't you think? Well, it's the same. It's really what this campaign has been about, right? So the campaign is about people either calling him out or him talking about why it's ridiculous if we don't pay attention to what's going on and what the people want, because he also knows that the so-called establishment, really the party leaders, are trying to do everything they can to douse the flames of Trump, and it hasn't worked, and they're just absolutely stunned, I believe, by that. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
I had to put my headphones down.
Nice.
Okay. This Catholic church and this Jewish synagogue were right across the street from each other. And so the parishioners of the Catholic church decided that after years of dedicated service, the priest deserves something good. So they bought him a brand new Cadillac Escalade. Not to be outdone, the Jewish synagogue congregation decided that they would buy their rabbi a brand new Cadillac Escalade. Well, one morning, the Jewish rabbi looked out and he seen the Catholic priest dressed in his vestments, sprinkling holy water over his new Cadillac. So the Jewish rabbi went out to his workshop, put on his work clothes, crawled underneath his Cadillac, and cut off the tailpipe.
Oh, that's clever. I like it. Nice.
All right. I got a scenario for you. Okay. Obama wants to close Gitmo. So I think he has promised that they will let Hillary be indicted with the Justice Department if they do not fight him on closing Gitmo and allow him to bring those prisoners to the United States and he can give it back to Cuba and be a great hero to the communist world as well as the Cubans and glorify him in their eyes as well as pulling off a scam that he's wanted to keep a promise to his people that elected him, blah, blah, blah. Now, that gives a scenario where Bernie's going to have a stroke and for health reasons have to retire. Joe comes to the rescue as the savior of the Democratic Party with Barack Obama as his running mate.
Well, you are so wrong on that. You are so dead wrong on that.
By the way, I had Wichita State in both their games and they're on a roll.
Good job there. You know, as I said, you don't want to pick all upsets. You don't know what's going to happen, but and it's March Madness for a reason.
You think I'm wrong?
I think you're wrong about Barack Obama.
I'm the spice in your life. Without me, the place would be duller than a door.
You are the spice. There's no question about that. You are the spice in this show.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's funny, Dan. He's so insistent that Barack Obama would... First of all, Barack Obama does not want to be on the undercard. You know, that's not happening. He does not want to be on the undercard. And, I mean, so there you go. It's That's number one. And besides that, the Biden theory, no. It's going to be Hillary Clinton. It's Hillary Clinton, period. What happens after that, and Trump, and what's going on with the Republicans, and is there this brokered convention, and will all hell break loose, as is being predicted by Donald Trump? I mean, Donald Trump knows that there is the move afoot from the party to not have him be the nominee. So, you know, you don't like who the people are picking, and you have ways to try to stop that motion. And the only way you can really do it is to make sure the numbers don't add up, the delegates don't add up. If the delegates are there, then it's going to be pretty darn tough, let me tell you. Really tough to come up with ways to squelch that. Absolutely. And actually, if there were some weird Biden scenario, I see Elizabeth Warren then involved in that. Elizabeth Warren is the big push on the left side, and there are even others that like Elizabeth Warren. So, you know, she's been getting grilled about whether she would support Hillary and, you know, whether she would support all kinds of things. She wouldn't say when she was asked, when she was on the CBS Morning Show, whether she supported Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. She wouldn't say whether she would support Merrick Garland to replace Antonin Scalia. The interesting thing is, you know, is that Warren is so popular that it wouldn't be out of the question for them to, with some in the party, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for them to pluck her out and, you know, ask her to be involved. And her name has come up a ton, but I don't, So I see her as possibly somebody who could be on a ticket. But Obama's telling donors that you got to unite behind Hillary. This is Obama's give back. I mean, this was part of the deal when he needed Bill Clinton to rally for him in 2008. I mean, how do you get the president whose wife felt like she was ditched, you know, when all that happened, when all of a sudden Obama came out of the woodwork? And it was a question of, okay, Hillary, stop campaigning and let it all slide to Obama. I think the give back was, when you decide to run, I'll throw my weight behind you. So Obama told a group of Democratic donors on Friday that Bernie Sanders is nearing the end of his presidential campaign, so the time is approaching to unite behind the frontrunner, Hillary Clinton. He was in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, and he said that. He said it, absolutely. And Obama, when he was asked about authenticity and that Clinton was perceived as having the weakness of not being authentic, he said, supposedly, that it isn't as important as some might think, saying that former President George W. Bush was once praised for his authenticity. So he was kind of careful, I guess, about what he said. But if he's saying Sanders is, you know, coming to an end, that's probably news to Sanders. But it is an uphill climb. The Times said Obama's comments were confirmed by a White House official, and specifically that Obama knew some Democrats were not excited by Clinton's candidacy, but that he was saying to throw the support to rally behind Hillary Clinton. Pretty interesting stuff, actually. All right, coming up, we'll talk more about the politics of the day. Some other odds and ends we'll kick around on the road, plus a college hoop update. Hang with us.
Is is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Of Hail to the Chief, bum, 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 bum. You know, it's such a rarity. Think about that. How many people get to hear that? Get to hear Hail to the Chief trailing when they leave a room and when they enter a room. I mean, it's just got to get you, you know, somebody who speaks, not just on the radio, but somebody who gives speeches. It's like the great big setup, isn't it? That music, bum, bum, bum. And Donald Trump wants to hear that music, but boy, there are some people that are really trying to clamp down on Donald Trump. And I know I started off the show and we were talking about leprechauns in a sense and people not wearing green and then segged into Donald Trump and the politics of the day. But it is interesting, and the reason why I think it should be a popular vote, whether it's my person or not, we live in a democratic society. I don't think that there should be easy ways to squelch what is the people's will. And if on the Republican side, this is what more people want. Now, granted, the system now is about delegates, and it is true. If you go by the rule book, you would have to have those delegates. And maybe there is something to a wild, crazy, out-of-control convention. In fact, I talked today to my buddy Greg Stebbin, who is going to be at the convention, and he's going to cover that for us, both conventions, the Republican convention and the Democratic convention. And we were talking about the possibility of what would happen with Donald Trump as the nominee. And if it's not him, then who's chosen? Paul Ryan saying, look, I'm fine with Speaker of the House. I don't want it. He's clearly said, do not nominate me if we get into this convention situation, because I don't want that. Don't want it. That leaves Kasich and Cruz. If he clears the board, if Trump clears the board, he may have just enough delegates. Because by then, if it's true and Obama already sees the handwriting on the wall and Bernie Sanders dumps out, which we've heard the opposite, that he would take it all the way to the convention, but if he does, then Hillary Clinton has a free road, and the Republicans will be in a hurry, if they can, to have that person already set up. And by the way, because of the idea that the riot word is being thrown around, Cleveland says, you know what, we're ready for riots at the Republican National Convention. They've spent $50 million for security, batons, body protection, extra cops. They're already on point planning to make sure that they've got massive coverage to not be caught in a situation where they can't protect the people in Cleveland and people coming to the convention. So the call is out for all that extra gear. July 18th to 21st, preparing for possible unrest. Just like Pope Francis's visit last year and the Democrats' nominating meeting in Philly in July. I mean, it's the event, right? So if his popularity keeps soaring, and it did when he first was running in June and it's continued, then the idea that people would be upset, the idea that you would just take a risk on how people are going to react is just stupid. So of course, there are steps being taken. His North Carolina rallies is what started this earlier in the month, drew protesters who at first blended into the crowd, then confronted supporters with signs urging them to reject hatred. He canceled a Chicago appearance last week because of confrontations that erupted. And it is unacceptable, of course. What Kasich has been tweeting out is this implicit acceptance of violence is the kind of rhetoric that's pulling people apart. Republican National Committee spokesperson Sean Spicer said that Trump was speaking figuratively about riots, and he expects a very orderly process. And I think the same thing with the police and whatnot. Something kicks up, they're down. They're down. So the convention on the 18th, actually coincides with the 50th anniversary of the start of riots that were 6 days of clashes that led to four deaths and more than 240 fires. If we were to go back into the history of Cleveland. And that's why they know. They are looking for those batons and upper body and arm protectors and shin guards and reinforced gloves. They've already purchased 2,000 sets. 2,000 sets of it. In case that were to happen, just to clear that up. All right, since we are at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight, a couple of quick hits for you, including this. Are you shocked that younger people, so I'll just say millennials, prefer the internet connection to daylight? Yes, it's true. Why go out in the sun and enjoy a few moments in the daylight when you can have your face in the computer? The Huffington Post actually reported it, that it's interesting. 69% of the people that were surveyed said the internet connection was essential. Only 64% chose daylight as essential. Then 57% said hot water. I don't know, if somebody tells you, what are the three things that are essential in your life? What are you saying? I mean, and they said, what's number one? And so the number one was the internet. And I guess if you think about it, I mean, our phones, our mini computers, it's a different world from 10 years ago, from 20 years ago, much different. This is a scary thing that happened, having to do with at a New York college, that somebody, the weapon somebody reported seeing being assembled at a New York college was a lightsaber, and they resolved the situation. So here's what happened. A caller called up, and they said, somebody's assembling a rifle. So they called the police. The police were thinking, what do we have going on here? It turns out it was a Star Wars toy. That's what it was. It was a lightsaber. So the college isn't saying anything. The campus police aren't saying anything. The police on campus resolved it. And they told, because they went to lockdown. So they went to lockdown after this call on Wednesday morning of this week. And this is Farmingdale State College on Long Island. And they told people to stay in a safe place. They said they'd seen a man in a car with a rifle. When the police came, ready for who knew what they were going to find, it was an assembly situation of a Star Wars lightsaber. So no charges, of course, were filed. But imagine what that could turn into. Weapons drawn, somebody thinking it was something it wasn't, especially after hearing the report. And the timing is interesting because just 2 years ago, Farmingdale was named as the fifth safest college in the United States. Well, it was safe until somebody called and thought that a lightsaber was a gun. Yeah, somebody's assembling this serious gun. It looks like they have some kind of a shotgun, some kind of a rifle. Can you get to the campus as soon as possible? And speaking of really fearing something that we can't do too much about other than take protection from mosquitoes, is this Zika virus that is spreading in the United States. This scares me. I mean, this is a bad deal. And the Health and Human Services chief is saying that the cases in the U.S. have risen to 450 people, and that's because people are bringing it in or traveling to other places. It's not life-threatening, but it's linked to birth defects in infants. Ooh, yikes, mosquitoes can be so deadly with what they carry. Thanks to you, and the guy on the bench for listening to this version of America Tonight.
With you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.